Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss the do's and don'ts for elegant ladies, the worst thing your Barry's instructor can do during class, and how to spot an undercover brand deal. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Tyler.
Would you call yourself an elegant lady?
I think those are two words that definitely describe me to a T.
In what ways would you call yourself elegant?
Well,
do you think that you carry yourself like a ritzy woman of any way?
I mean, no. I'm the definition of glamour.
Oh, well, yeah. Do you think you have good manners?
Yeah, I have great manners. Better than most.
Okay. Do you say your pleases and thank yous?
I do. I say, oh, yes, please.
Do you say it in the bedroom? Not that!
It depends on who's asking.
Well, the reason I bring up elegant ladies
is I'm just a whole, sir.
Okay, well, there you go. That's as elegant as you get. I'm just a pole, sir. So I think we're just a diamond duo of the ages.
Yeah.
I recently saw a video. Mm-hmm. That was 10 things elegant ladies never wear.
I bet I could guess 10 of them.
Can you? Take me through the list and we'll see Family Feud style.
This is what I think an elegant lady should never wear. And I'm okay, going to start with corked wedges.
Cork wedges is not on the list, but I would agree with you. An elegant lady never wears a corked wedge. If you're sinking to the bottom of the ocean and your corked wedges keep you afloat, you're not elegant, but you are alive.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think an elegant lady, well, this is what they would definitely wear, not what they wouldn't wear. An elegant lady would definitely wear a denim skirt. But you're saying things that an elegant lady would not wear.
Yeah. So, where is that going to be what you're going to say? Where is it what you're going to say?
Is a denim skirt one of the things an elegant lady should never wear?
Well, this says an elegant lady never wears jean shorts. So I think you think you have one.
Well,
this is a YouTube video from a YouTube account called School of Affluence, and it's got almost 2.5 million views. I saw a news article about it, and everyone was like ripping it to shreds, saying you can't tell a woman what to wear. But you know,
do people not Any know other guesses? That people are just doing it all for the views and the likes now? People just say what they can say.
What else would an elegant woman not wear?
A halter top.
I thought that too, but it's not on the list.
Are we old? Do people even still wear halters?
I don't know, but I used to think...
Do I actually know what a halter is?
A halter top is... It goes around the neck.
And it ties?
Well, I don't know if it has to tie. It can
See,
tie.
I think, to me, a halter top, a tube top... A belly shirt, those are all the same to me.
A halter top can be a tube top. Or no. A halter top cannot be a tube top.
But a halter top can be a belly top.
A halter top can be a crop top, yes.
And a crop top can give you a muffin top.
Yeah, absolutely. A muffin top was not listed, but a crop top is something an elegant woman does not wear. Another one. Wow. Ripped jeans, I'm guilty.
Okay, well, fuck that.
Cartoon prints, like if you have a Mickey on your shirt.
Like an LTVJ.
What does that mean?
Looney Tunes varsity jacket?
Yeah, elegant woman does not wear an LTVJ.
Bitch, you don't have an LTVJ.
You know my mom does.
God, I know. I know. I texted your mom this morning.
What about what? Her LTVJ?
What an elegant woman shouldn't be wearing.
I would add to the list sequins, but it did not make this woman's list. But I don't think any elegant person wears sequins.
What if they're the like mermaid sequins that are like reversible?
I hate that. Abercrombie gave me that.
And you like brush a pillow up and then all of a sudden it says,
it's got a picture of you or, yeah, sure.
It's got the purple devil emoji.
I hate that. No, Abercrombie made a shirt that had like a red heart. And if you put it, if you like brushed it down, it became a rainbow.
I saw every gay in town, you, Kyle,
No,
Raymond,
I never wore
all
it.
The gays had it.
No. And the only reason Raymond has it was because it was immediately put
into my... He got it at your garage sale?
Yes, into my guest room garage sale, as you will. You know about that?
Yeah, that's my guest room garage sale. I get first pick of that litter.
Well, every week it's become a thing now that people come and they scrounge around in my guest room garage sale. I have a box in my guest room that's filled with things that don't fit that have been sent to me or things that don't fit my style that have been sent to me. And
well, I think you could have just left it at don't fit.
Other things included are athletic clothes while not being athletic. That's the both of us right now.
Bitch, I just came from the gym.
Wrinkled clothes.
I'm drinking a protein shake.
90s fashion.
Okay.
This woman needs to be shut down.
This person can just fuck off at this point.
Well, and there you have it.
And so they got 2 million views. Maybe we should make a YouTube video of what an elegant woman should wear.
I should make 10 things elegant gays never wear. What would that include?
Elegant gays never wear or always wear?
Never wear.
Bitch, half of your closet.
Yeah, I know.
That lace number we wore to Tom's.
An elegant gay never owns 2 lace shirts. Okay, that's that.
Not in pastel.
No. A croc. Perhaps?
Yeah.
A croc with too many embellishments. Cork wedge crocs with too many, what are those things called that you can put in the holes of a croc?
The flare. Holes of crocs?
Yeah, maybe
Wait,
it's flare.
You can get croc flare?
Yes, baby. Croc flare. Well, it's a fine line between croc flare and too much croc flare. It's like when you have a denim jacket and it's too many pins.
Is that like when you have like a little star hooked to your like pinky manicure?
Oh, no. I hate that. An elegant gay does not wear a star manicure.
You've seen that. Yeah, you can do like the thumb or the pinky. I just don't know how that works for fisting, though. You're going to lose your star.
I've lost my star many years ago. What about, did you ever have a belt that it went through, but it didn't like have holes in it? So you just kind of tuck it down?
No.
Like you do it like this. You put it on. And then you put it through, and then it goes, you kind of take it and you put it down through, like a cloth belt from Gap or something.
I mean, they all had fixtures. I just don't think you knew how to do it. No one makes a belt that you just pull and tuck.
I think they used to. That used to be the style back in the day.
The weird thing is that I keep getting served ads on like Instagram for belts that don't have holes and it just like clips and slides. So I really thought that's where you were going.
No. That's like I'm about to sound like a straight boy, but did you ever see the episode
of
The Simpsons?
You'll ever have that problem.
Did you ever see the episode of The Simpsons where the grandpa is talking about, he's telling a story and he says, so I tied my onion to my belt, which was the style at the time. That's all. That's what I just felt like with tucking my belt.
Well, I guess we should tie an onion to our belts.
It was the style at the time.
I think I do need some belts. I think Barry's has really made my jeans looser.
Is she a skinny legend these days?
I don't know. I guess so.
Well, you know, Barry's has a lot of sprinting, which is a big weight loss moment. So that's probably...
And my Barry's boyfriend just always yells at me. Oh. He's always like, run faster, boy.
Boy.
You're just a whole boy.
I was at the bar the other night, and a guy comes up to me, and I knew that he was a Barry's instructor, and he's all... so blackout drunk, and he's like, "You should come to my class." And I could tell he thought he was like, I don't know, the cat's pajamas. And I was, and I could tell that everyone in the bar was the type to like give him all the attention. You know, like a gay that like is so used to everyone hitting on him and just like fooling himself. And so I gave him no piece of time.
He needed that retweet.
Needed the retweet. What do you mean?
He needed you to like take an Insta from his class in the red room.
I guess. I don't know. He was trying to take me home. And I said, well, no, thank you, my good sir.
I dabbled and took a Newberry's instructor last week, and the class was starting, and he was playing a good Whitney Houston song, and he was trying to hit every note. And I thought,
microphone?
Yes. And I thought, oh, this is, and my friends, before we were going into the class, they were all, do you think he's gay? Do you blah, blah, blah. And then right when he starts hitting all the Whitney notes and I'm running on the treadmill, I'm side-eyeing all my friends like, of course he's gay. And then I thought, oh, baby, he better not sing along to every song. And thank God he stopped after like the first minute. And I thought, that's all right. If you want to sing, just maybe not no. Now is the time.
No, no, no.
My workout class that I paid good money for.
I had a flywheel instructor back in the day who really treated each class as if it were an audition, because you never know which casting director would be sitting in B12. And I was like, oh, honey, no, this is not what we're doing.
Come on, record deal.
No. And it was, and it was never right. It was never good. So if you're an instructor out there, please cease and desist.
Yeah, I will co-sign that.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I had a whole note here of stuff I wanted to talk about, and then I couldn't find it on my phone. You don't want to know why I was texting your mom this morning?
I do. I asked you why, and you just skipped right over it. What did you have to talk about with Quinn?
Well, Jackie? I was following up from our last podcast conversation to find out what your birth time was.
Oh,
so okay. I could punch you into the pattern and or co-star astrology.
So did you do such a thing?
Well, she replied, and then I thought, well, if she's anything like Tyler, my memory is better than both of theirs.
So you took her answer on when I was born, and you ran with your own answer?
And I told her, I think you're wrong.
No!
And
then
I said, actually, I think I'm just going to check the Tyler Oakley video of you giving birth to him, because it might have the time in the bottom right corner of that timestamp of that video.
I think you're onto something.
And it did.
And was she right or was she wrong?
Well, so she said 8:26 a.m. And I said, well, I double checked the video and it says p.m. And I said, I wonder if Todd's camera just was on the wrong time. And then I sent her a screenshot for proof.
Because of course she would want to see that.
And she replied, nope, you're right. It was p.m.
Are you kidding?
No.
Wow. Okay. You just fact-checked my mom on her own birth. Great. Wonderful.
She said, it's been so long. I said, you're right. He's 30 now.
That's true. Can you imagine 3 decades ago she gave birth? That must feel like such a distant memory.
How can you even like prove that you're what crawled out of her vagina 30 years ago? Like, has she been with you every single day of your life?
Somebody recently asked, or I saw somebody was asking on Twitter, they said, Tyler Oakley looks different. Do you think he got Avril Lavigne'd? And I thought, oh my God, how they might not know. They might know. Who knows?
I think you did get Avril Lavigne'd.
In what way?
I'm the one who unplugged the old Tyler and plugged in the new Tyler.
At what point during my life do you think the Avril Lavigne-ing happened? Was it post Slumber Party Tour? Of course.
It was post Slumber Party Tour, post Pastel Hair, post Teen Choice Awards.
Yeah, well. Okay, well, maybe I have been Avril Lavigne. Maybe everything's a little bit complicated.
Well, what the hell?
At least I haven't been Gwen Stefani'd and I'm surrounded by four Harajuku girls that I
was really going
take
off.
Under my wing.
I was really going off to one of my friends who listens to the podcast about Harajuku girls the other day, so he'll probably really enjoy this conversation.
I still can't believe Gwen Stefani did that. Do people get canceled in retrospect? Like, does that ever happen? I don't know. At what point is somebody going to say something? Because she's still a judge on The Voice, isn't she?
I don't. Gwen Stefani. Is she the one that's married to Blake?
Yeah, but I feel like that was a skit, wasn't it? Or no?
I feel like too, but it's like it's still going on.
Jesus, I don't know.
It's not opposites attract.
I don't know. Anyway, okay, so did you look up my
oh, I did.
My birth chart.
I really plugged in your pattern, and then I clicked my pattern and your pattern to see how we sync up.
Okay, well, do you have anything to say about who I am first?
Oh,
before we
yeah.
get to
oh,
our
girl,
compatibility.
I mean, do you want... I kind of skimmed it, and I thought... And I believed some of it, and then the other parts, I was like, well, this is just going to confirm what Tyler said about all horoscopes just being, like, a little vague.
Is it like, you're a boy. You experience life.
Well, we're unsure if that's the case, but...
Okay, go on. What does it say?
Okay, hold on. I got to find you.
Wow.
And I put you under Matthew.
Okay.
I did laugh, though, because the first thing that popped up, do you remember what I said about Nick Tamino last week?
No.
It said, you and Nick Tamino are very different people.
You and Nick or me and Nick?
Wow, wait, this is weird. Me and Nick. Okay. This says, you and... So it said, oh, you want about you first.
Yes, okay. Honey. I mean, just a, like a sum up. Oh. Nobody really cares.
Well, it's what do you want to hear about? You want to hear about... likable or codependent, indecisive and unreliable, sensitive and adaptable, free and playful, relationship fears, unpredictable relationships, ideal relationships, destinies, work and public life. Any of those jump out to you?
I don't know. Maybe, what was the first one?
Likable or codependent.
Whatever you would think is interesting. Take me on your journey.
I really found one. Wait, this was I really dug deep. I mean, I'll call you after the podcast to really read it to you.
Okay.
Do you want me to read you about your ideal relationship?
Sure. Maybe that'll be good.
In Matthew's long-term relationships, what works best for him is being with a partner who will claim him. They should be upfront, make their intentions clear, and be unafraid of commitment. There should be no ambivalence. They clearly want him and are willing to devote themselves to him and the relationship. Those partners are monogamous, loyal, protective, and he can lean on them in times of doubt.
Well, that doesn't seem like accurate, does it?
No.
No?
Well, there was one part, too, that said, here, there's something unconventional about Matthew's dating experience. Maybe he's had a series of short-lived connections, or his relationships are different in some way, or taken sudden turns. Or possibly his partners are unusual, edgy, unpredictable, and exciting. There's a part of him that may find it hard to commit to a conventional relationship. It's important for Matthew to embrace the eccentric side of himself that seeks variety and change when dating.
Okay.
That sounds more realistic.
That's interesting. Those are some interesting points. Points were made. Points were made. Okay, well, what about our compatibility as friends? Does it say we hate each other, or what's the tea?
Yeah, no, it said...
It
said... I laughed because it said, you and Matthew are very different people. Which is exactly what it said about me and Nick.
Mm-hmm.
You and Matthew are fundamentally different people, which means your perspectives and approaches to life often contrast. Often, though, opposites attract, so this might be what draws you two together. But it's also important to be aware that you're not necessarily seeing the situations in the same way. What bothers one of you might not bother the other, and these kind of differences can lead to misunderstandings and communication difficulties, but they can also open you up to seeing things in a new light. Hearing different points of views can be refreshing and exciting and often necessary.
Hmm.
That was just like the high level one, but when I read about us today, yeah, it was very like opposites attract, and what we see in each other is like things that we need someone to help bring out of ourselves, which I thought, okay.
Yeah, okay, I could see that. Sure.
But don't you think we don't always?
Well, what I'm getting from this is I couldn't care less about my co-star or my whatever pattern the hell. None of that is like appealing to me. Why not like live the experience of your life instead of like dissect it? I don't know.
I ain't dissecting nothing, honey.
When I see somebody's phone,
I don't live or die by the pattern.
When I see somebody's phone and they have 10 pattern notifications, I think red flag. No, man.
Well,
gotta go.
Which one of your friends is it?
All of my friends.
How many of your hookups have the pattern on their phone on your nightstand?
Well, it's one of the apps and it's gotta go. So thank you.
Say yes to all apps, especially appetizers.
We almost went to IHOP the other night post bar. We did like a Sunday fun day, and Ryan and I were walking home and we were like, imagine if we just went to IHOP. And then we were like, imagine if we made everything at IHOP at home. So then we went to Gelson's and we bought like a whole bunch of like little boxed, you know, chicken nuggets and mozzarella sticks and this and that. And then, it was a lot more daunting to actually execute than I had imagined. Yeah. It was not the right move.
As a fan of like fried food, I just never like when they think like when stores act like you can buy frozen cheese sticks / mozzarella sticks, whatever you call them, and put them in the oven and that they're going to be anything similar to like a mozz stick from Applebee's.
We missed the mark, but I do think we did like a healthier version. So you win some, you lose some.
If anyone's listening and they know how to like make fries in the oven good or like mozz sticks in the oven good.
Like, we tried to make sweet potato waffle fries.
Yeah,
They did not. It wasn't good.
Maybe you need a deep fryer. Maybe you need an air fryer.
Well, an elegant lady does not own a deep fryer. My God. Bitch,
I think you had one in the trunk of your car for at least 3 years of our friendship before you were Avril Lavigne.
The elegant lady in me got rid of it when I was Avril Lavigne.
I hope when your car got towed away the other day that deep fryer wasn't still in it.
We miss you, deep fryer. I just drove my new car for the first time.
You got a new car?
I got a new car.
You know,
I got it.
You still have your license?
I win.
It must be expired.
Oh my God, girl. I lost my wallet with my license in it and all my credit cards and my Chipotle card.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
The same day I bought a new car. I bought a new car, it arrived, and I realized I couldn't find my wallet anywhere.
What do you mean it arrived?
Well, I had it delivered. It's DiGiorno.
Are you serious?
What do you mean?
Did I miss a close friend stories with your new car?
No, I didn't put it on my close friends. I didn't really think. It was a stressful day. I lost my wallet.
I would ask you what it is, but I don't want you to get Ricky Dillon'd when he told everyone about that orange car he owned. And then like all the O2L fans were all over his orange PT Cruiser.
Well, let's just say it's the exact same car as my last car, except a different year. So.
What?
I really went for nothing new, nothing changed. I don't want to think about any type of difference in the car. There's just a 9-year difference between the make of the car.
So now you have a new car that was delivered, so you haven't even driven your new car.
I drove it today. It was very fun. I went to go pick up my dry cleaning.
Were you all beep, beep, toot, toot?
I did not beep. I did not toot. Because,
an elegant lady does not.
An elegant lady does not honk her horn. Thank you.
Does she honk his horn?
She can lean over and honk his horn when he's driving, but an elegant lady does not honk her own horn.
That sounds dangerous.
Well, that's just the way an elegant lady lives. Is that my new book title? The Way an Elegant Lady Lives.
That's definitely a Real Housewives book title that must be already used or taken somehow.
I'll look into it.
It's definitely written by one of the women of Potomac.
I don't know Potomac.
We've done this skit before.
I still don't know Potomac.
Recently.
I don't know Potomac. Do you think that A Star Is Born is going to win Best Original Song? Or is that already decided? I'm reading a thing that's like Best Original Song Contenders for 2020. Is the time already passed for that? It already won the Oscar.
What award show are you talking about?
Oscars, I guess I'm talking about Grammys? Oscars. This is like contenders for best original song. Okay.
For what?
For Oscars. Oscars
or Grammys.
For the Oscars, bitch.
Didn't she win last year? She sang with him at the Oscars.
Oh, maybe she did win. Okay, well, bitch. Okay, this is the list for next year. I don't really get the timing for... The only reason I bring it up is because I saw that they're going to be pushing Lana, Miley, Ariana, Don't Call Me Angel for it.
Did you listen to that song?
Yeah, it's fine. I added it to my list.
I thought this song needs less. Can you guess?
Mm-hmm, I can. And who would you replace her with?
No, the funny thing is I thought, I wish this was an Ariana Grande song.
Sure, okay.
Is what I thought. I like Miley, and I usually like Miley's vocals. But I think just hearing Ari sing the first verse and then Miley sing the second, I just thought, oh, I miss Ariana.
Oh, oh my gosh. A Miley hater for the moment?
Hmm. and I
thought you were going to complain about Lana.
Well, bitch, what I said was what I said. And what I said was that I wish it was an Ariana Grande song.
Oh, got it. Got it. Got it.
Because definitely that Lana Del Rey verse made me think, or bridge, or whatever it is. I thought, well, this is exactly why I'm not going to listen to the album.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I haven't listened to the album either. And
have you ever listened to a Lana Del Rey album? I feel like we just talked about this last week.
I haven't. Well, I have, but like I haven't like re-listened to it. You know what I mean? Like I've given it a one-time through, and then I've been like, okay, thank you.
I'm open to suggestions. I mean, if somebody who's listening could send me her five best songs that are a little upbeat.
All I know about Lana Del Rey is didn't she go by a different name and then it didn't work and so she tried another, much like Iggy Azalea. And then also, doesn't she have a lyric about her pussy tastes like Pepsi?
I think Diet Coke.
Oh.
I think Diet Mountain Dew.
Should I do a taste test of which of these sodas tastes like Lana Del Rey's pussy?
Should you? Yeah, you should like.
I don't like the. I can't believe I just said that word. I'm sorry, everyone, if who's listening. I feel like so gross right now. It tastes like her.
What do you say?
Her vag. Vagina seems. I can't even say it. Seems so clinical. It's like saying penis. Pussy is like the equivalent to cock. I don't like cock. Don't say that. When somebody's like talking about their cock, I'm like, can you?
Who says that? Who's all like my cock this?
Yeah, like yeah, suck my cock or something.
Oh, whoa.
No, I don't like that. I don't like it.
Whoa.
I just wish, can everyone just shut up in the bedroom? Thank you. If you say cock, it's just don't say schlong. Don't say like dick is fine. Just say dick.
I told you I hooked up with a guy who referred to his own bussy as a pussy.
No. Okay, well.
and I was over it.
Okay. I can get down with a thrussy. We've discussed this. I know. I know we have. But I guess I don't have a word that I feel like is good for me when it comes to vagina. I don't know. Wow. I'm going to think on it. I'm going to
make a list, open a note on your phone, start a thing.
Okay. Well, you know, I have a note on my phone of all names for an asshole, so.
Well, there you have it. Are you getting the new iPhone? Are you going to back up your iCloud to get the new iPhone?
To save my list of asshole names? Is that the transition? You know, I might get it, and I might not. I don't know. I haven't decided.
Wow.
I have a scratch on my screen, which I think is convenient. That came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know how people are like, oh, my phone's slowing down. That's convenient. Well, I have a scratch. Who did that?
Well, I have that cool green light down the side of mine. Remember?
Oh. An entire vertical line on your screen that's green light?
That's not a malfunction. That's an app I downloaded to look cool.
Oh, do you tell boys that?
I don't talk to boys. Boys don't talk to me.
Do you tell men that?
I'm forever alone.
Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I tell all my men when I'm asking them about their cock.
No! Enough of that. Enough. Enough.
There'll never be enough.
Did I ever tell you about the story of when I tied an onion to my belt, which was the style at the time?
Was it a red onion or a Vidalia?
I think when I imagine Grandpa Simpson's belt
onion belt.
I imagine a very nice white cebollo. Is it cebollo or cebolla? Is that onion a bitch?
I don't talk to Saboy. Is.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, is there anything else you want to talk about, Corey Cool? Anything else you got?
Yeah. Last thing I was going to
say. I'm not
say
quite
is...
sure if we covered anything in this episode, but.
We've covered a lot. Maybe we should just start recapping the episodes at the end or at the beginning.
You know what a real elegant woman does? She covers a lot. She does not
she fills
show
the next
skin.
90 seconds. What I was going to say is that I recently discovered that Happy Endings, the TV show that we loved and was canceled, is on Hulu, and every episode's there. So,
are you alerting the people? Is this a brand deal?
No. I'm telling people of something cool and fun and funny they should check out.
Is this a UCBD? Do the people even know what a UCBD is?
Is this an LTVJ or a UCBD?
My LTVJ is a UCBD in many, many ways.
Well, and you're telling me.
A UCBD is an undercover brand deal, and we used to have... What?
I was going to say, you can't even have an undercover brand deal anymore because you got a hashtag ad.
Well, people can still break the law and say and just act like it's not a brand
well,
deal.
So people can still break the law.
So, that's not what it's not like. So what I'm saying is you... So
yeah,
when you are
getting residuals right now for talking about Hulu and trying to encourage all of you to watch a funny comedy...
I'm a skeptic. But like a true UCBD sometimes can be like trying to influence your friends and family.
Like you're not getting a cut from the onion belt.
That's what I said. The big onion business is slipping me a nickel
every
time.
Like you don't think I don't know that you're doing a sponsored ad for an onion belt.
Well, the cork wedge industry is definitely not paying you. So
well, they are.
Because they
know people never take my recommendations. They're like, they do the opposite of what that one says.
So it's a reverse psychology UCBD.
Yeah, or a reverse belt with an onion on it.
Well, which was the style at the time. Anyway, Corey, I think we got to go. Where can people find you?
I am at Elegant Lady on Instagram.
Elegant Lady, Elegant Lady underscore belt. I am Onion Belt. It's actually at I am Onion Belt.
You were Saboya Boy.
I am at Saboya Boy. You can catch me on XTube at Saboya Boy. Thank you. And you might just shed a tear.
Oh.
Thank you.
Are you going to peel back all the layers?
If they're lucky, if I'm lucky, an elegant lady does not peel back the layers. Thank you. Okay, bye.